news are you to summer 2024 officially begins on the 21st of May when the sun goes into Gemini, third star sign of the zodiac, and then we are in happy-go-lucky energy. Taurus is a serious energy because it wants you to, come on, get your head on straight, think clearly. What is it you want? What is it you don't want? Understand, make a list of the things. Taurus is giving us the sense of, I need this to happen in my life. I can't live without it. Whether it be relationships, whether it be money, whether it be finance, whether it be home, whether it be food, whether it be your diet, whether it be your good health. Taurus energy this year, with the emphatic energy of Jupiter, Uranus and Sun in Taurus, was a definition of you got to sort it out. You got to sort that aspect out. Now, unfortunately, and I use the word unfortunately, until the 21st of May, there are no planets in Gemini, which means you can't see your future yet. You might sense it, you might have a direction, but you just can't see it. Then all of a sudden, on 21st of May, thanks to the full moon in Sagittarius, on the very excitable full moon in the 23rd, 24th of May, with Jupiter going into Gemini for the first time in 12 years, you will then see numerous possibilities, numerous choices to make. It opens it up, it cracks it open wide, and it makes you then feel larger than life. Whatever it is that you've accomplished, or whatever it is that you focused on, whatever it is that you want to happen, you've probably made it happen in May. Now, only a few people, not many, that will have felt absolutely nothing. They've had nothing good happening to them in March, nor April, nor May, and therefore, 21st of May, this is where it is your turn now to achieve and experience what everybody else has been experiencing the past couple of months. It is about getting excited. Pluto in Aquarius has been there since 21st of January, and for some people it's given them the shocks and surprises, but it's very short-lived. It's not been long-lived. It's not been forever yet for some people. Others, you've achieved it, you've got it, now you know it's in your life forever. Pluto in Aquarius, trine Sun in Gemini. Pluto in Aquarius, trine Jupiter in Gemini. This is it. Forever and ever and ever and ever. It's a trine of happiness, a trine of breakthrough, a trine of, well done, congratulations, you've arrived. What I will say to many people is, go through the Sun in Gemini and just enjoy having achieved what you've achieved. Enjoy this new phase of life. Enjoy it. At the beginning, don't think too much. Just enjoy. If it's a relationship, if it's love, it's prosperity, it's money, it's a new job, it's a new home, it's a new relationship, new boyfriend, girlfriend. Well, just enjoy it. Don't think too much. Please, please do not think too much. The reason why I stress the word think too much is because when you think too much, you're taking life seriously. And Gemini this year is not about taking life seriously. It's about being happy-go-lucky. And you can only be lucky if you're happy. People who get stressed out during the Sun in Gemini will get very stressed out because life is trying to teach them also to be happy-go-lucky. To put a smile on their faces, the miserable bastards. You're not born to be miserable. If your children would be miserable for one day, and then another week, and then another month, and then another year, and then another 3 years, and another 6 years, if your children continue never ever had a smile on their face, you would take them to psychiatry. You take them to the doctor. So the same applies to human beings today. Today, I should say, I was referring to the 21st of May. If you are not smiling between the 21st of May and the 31st of May, there is something wrong with you, because that is the essence of Gemini energy. Smiling faces. Taurus looks like a cow, a bull, right? It's an animal, right? Gemini are the twins, smiling twins, smiling faces. That's the essence of Gemini. Then we go into Sun in Cancer. Cancer is then getting all the other bits and pieces sorted out. Cancer is a serious star sign. Cancer is a stable star sign. Cancer is, it's true because it's true, and it's true forever. So you'll then go into a next phase of, well, everything that happened in Gemini, I really love it. I really like it. And therefore, Cancer just proves to you, yeah, you made a good choice. It really worked out. However, for some of you that realize you've had the choices and you've had thoroughly enjoyed Sun in Gemini, you've thoroughly enjoyed it, you then look at life a bit more seriously and then you think, do I want this? It's a free will choice. Do I want what's come into my life? Do I want it forever? Do I want Jupiter in Gemini forever? Do I want the new, whatever it is new, do you want it forever? You'll question it during Sun in Cancer. And Sun in Cancer, well then, some people will say, no, I don't want it. No, I made a change of mind. I don't want it. Or you'll say, no, I want to try something else. And then you'll have alternatives, because Jupiter will still be in Gemini, alternatives to choose from. But the sun in Cancer this year, because of its trine, that's what's going to be doing it in the end of June and July. It's trine to Saturn in Pisces. Neptune in Pisces is a stability energy. It is. This feels really good. Some of you will feel very, very good about it. Others of you will realize, nope, this is a mistake. I need to cancel this out. I need to delete this. And I want to stop. Try something else. Try something new. You will want to try something new during July because of the Leo energies. And as the Mercury in Leo goes in first, then the Sun goes in Leo, and then the Venus goes in Leo. We do have it later on, Mars in Leo for a whole 9 months. We have it from October. Leo energies oppose with the magnetism of attraction, oppose to the Pluto and Aquarius, and Pluto and Aquarius the next 22 years of our lives. Then you'll realize you want what you want. You'll have choices again to decide, do I want it, do I not want it? Maybe I want it, maybe I shouldn't want it, but I don't know. Again, for some people, you enjoy the possibilities, you enjoy the choices. It might confuse some of you, but you'll enjoy it until you then realize it's really right. Then we go into the Virgo energies, and the Virgo is, of course, Earth star sign. It is the happy ever after. It is, yes, I've thoroughly enjoyed, I've got the new job, I've got the new boyfriend, new girlfriend, new lover, and you've moved into a new home, started a brand new phase of my life, and I'm really enjoying it. And when you really enjoy it, you are very lucky. You feel very lucky, and everything goes right. But when people aren't feeling lucky, and aren't feeling right, and aren't doing anything new, they feel grumpy and miserable. You are therefore going to be divorcing them, because they're toxic. It's the energy of the world is happiness, and those people are miserable and grumpy. By the time you get to the end of August, September, you'll be like, no. But you'll live in your own world. Whenever you're madly in love, whenever you're in love with life, most, and success applies to successful people as well, financially successful, when you live in your own world anyway. You don't intermingle with other people because, well, they're not in your wavelength. They're not enjoying life like you're enjoying life. So there will be this polarization of those people who are really happy and those people who are miserable and grumpy, but they're toxic. Now life is about the smile on your face, and the smile on your face begins 21st of May.